When black political leaders pass away, often history tells their story in a way that assuages the egos and characters of those still alive. Often, how they were known in their day is missed and sanitized. I say that because with the death of Representative Elijah Cummings, a veteran public servant who was born in Baltimore and went to Howard University in D.C., we must remember who the congressman really was. The son of sharecroppers, he once told 60 Minutes that his own father cried when Cummings was first sworn into Congress because he represented what his family could have been if just given an opportunity. Cummings was a lawyer and a state delegate long before he made it to Capitol Hill. He might not have been the most popular brother in the halls of Congress, but he was daggone sure into the good fight. You can just ask the guy who sits in the Oval Office. He was still battling to bring justice to the White House when he died, and overall in his career, his words were fierce and his demeanor was prudent and brilliant. In his own words when he took office, quoting from a famous poem.
It says, "I only have a minute, 60 seconds in it, only a tiny little minute. But eternity is in it."
Ain't that the truth? I'm Clinton Yates, and that's My Take.